The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Today is today.
So this is gonna go horrible.
We're gonna go ahead and restart.
Okay,
guys, I'm literally sitting here with the heating pad. That's what how happened? Old I am. I worked out when I have
that'll
a pain.
Do it.
I have a pain in my back that's never happened to me before. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting old. Like, what is this pain? I obviously did something wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever had
you
a pain
your
in your back?
Back
after work? Yeah. Is that what it's called? Just tweaking your back?
I don't know. Remember how Lauren had that thing where like she went to Cedars and stuff and they thought she was a drug addict because she slept on her shoulder wrong. And then like, I don't know what happened internally, but they thought that she was basically asking for pain meds. And I was like, look, I know my sister's 25. But, like, she did something in her sleep, okay? Believe her.
She's, yeah. Believe her.
She's in
believe
so her much fully. Pain.
Yeah. It's yeah, so yeah. hard in LA, you know? Like
it
to,
is so hard.
To make people believe yes. that you're actually
I,
sick.
And I
so
tore my rotator cuff. I just tore my rotator cuff. That's it. I mean,
you
I don't know
do
how.
You do that by sleeping on your
I
shoulder wrong?
It's because I sleep like were, this every single night.
You were
night.
Also
I raise
sleeping
my arm
on my couch.
I slept on the couch with my arm up every night.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So Lauren, remember how she had a twin bed, but she would never sleep in the twin bed?
Yeah, the one near your window.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Because it was like more demoralizing than the couch.
It was funny that like for a year and a half, you basically just like, you just slept on a couch.
Do you know what I was thinking about this morning? And we can totally cut this out and not put this in the podcast. I just had to tell you guys. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, remember when Aiden thought that he grew up poor, but
yes,
his parents
the
had
best.
Money.
It was the best.
So I actually, for some reason, had a thought this morning that you guys also grew up with parents that had money, but you, like, I actually have the utmost respect because Ashley works so hard, mm-hmm. and you guys don't feel, I don't know, you never come off, like, publicly, like you grew up, like, not having issues with money, I should say.
Well, that's
say,
very kind.
Because I have
that
no idea.
That is very kind. That's
that is
a
very
compliment.
Kind. Also,
but also, Lauren works yes. very hard,
oh, no.
too.
Oh, yeah.
No,
but,
no, yeah, sorry.
But
Lauren,
Ashley's
obviously
more,
you
Ashley's
do
like
too.
Like definitely more vocally frugal than
frugal,
I am.
Frugal, that's what I meant.
Yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. Lauren yes. works the fucking yes. hardest. I mean, yeah. you're like...
It's just...
Like, you guys both work really hard, which it doesn't mean that people that grow up with money don't work hard. What I'm saying is, like, Ashley actually... cares to save money and like cares
I don't
about
outsource my shit
like and building a foundation, you know, which I think is thanks. So great,
right? Thank and you. Also what I'm learning out through many different variations is that parents tell their kids like very different things about their finances. Like obviously Aiden, the parents didn't talk to him about finances.
Well, he
they
actually
had.
Told him. No. They told him we're poor, but they had multiple houses,
yeah.
including a beach house that was 30 minutes away from their actual
you
house.
You guys, it's the funniest story. Oh, this is making me miss him so much. Aww. But yeah, he said he didn't know till a couple years ago that like he was like sheltered in a way that his parents had all this money. And he sent me a voice note and I played it for Ashley and Lauren and we were all crying laughing because so it's just the funniest thing ever to not know. But it's good because he grew up with like a great work ethic. Mm-hmm. Reversely, I always heard in my house, we don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And yet before the recession, we lived in Boca.
Yeah.
So even...
I was always wondering that about you too.
So what's so annoying is like even... even when my family did have, like, even when my father was doing well and worked for IBM and, like, before he lost his job in 2008, I still heard growing up, like, my entire upbringing
you have
that
no
we
money.
Had no money because yeah. my mom is such a scarcity immigrant mindset. And then we, and then she manifested it because then we really just didn't have.
She did not manifest.
No, but I'm saying like they haven't rebounded since. You know, like I've been on my own since 2008, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And that's mm-hmm. when
that's
when
cautious.
I graduated from high school and I like paid for everything. No, like I literally didn't
get a dollar. I know you, but I'm just saying that like your mom was cautious and then it proved true that she should have been cautious.
I mean, not according to my spiritual universal laws. Like I feel like you are what you attract. And she's so much fear. And that's such a thing for a lot of people, especially immigrants.
You're telling me that's the same. So like now I'm going to be poor one day because I decided
to
save my money.
No, because you don't believe. No, saving money is different than fearing and believing that you'll run out and never have it. You don't have that relationship with money.
I definitely fear that it'll like end one day.
You fear that you're going to have no money.
I'm like setting myself up so that mentally I don't think we'll have to get to a point where we gets to that. But yeah. like I definitely save in thought that one day like the stream will definitely dry out.
Yeah,
and
but
I think
you're
that's
buying
realism.
Your,
not
but what I'm saying is
pessimism.
Like that's like the average, right? Like relate. That's the average healthy relationship people should have with money in this country. Like you still go on trips and like buy nice toys for your son. Like my mom, you know what I mean? You're not grasping onto things as if it's like already gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're not like, let's just order from this part of the menu.
Oh yeah.
Like how that's, it's like an extreme. Yeah. That's how I grew up.
Like, yeah. Like
we have a friend. So we have this one friend and her parents will basically only do date night like at Costco where they get like $1 hot dogs and like $1 drinks, but like they live in a big house. And then like they're also the family that like they go to dinner and they only order water and they don't do appetizers and they don't do dessert. It's like set. Yeah.
But is it because they love going to Costco and because they don't like soda or is it because they...
You mean they don't like alcohol?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, is it preference or is it literally to save money? Like, do we know the intention
behind
it?
No, it's to save money because they also will return mattresses. Like, they, like, do really sketchy, frugal things.
I mean, we should have a sketchy, frugal podcast. Let me tell you something.
Like, they're, like, basically, like, almost extreme cheapskates because, like, you know how, like, a mattress will give you...
Should we have an extreme cheapskates?
Yeah,
actually.
That was my favorite show. Fuck yes. So they'll like, you know how like some mattresses will give you like a 10-year warranty? They'll fucking return the mattress at years and a half.
But that like as
it's
a
not
business, that is
anymore.
Not good. Like
what
that's,
mean,
like,
that's, so Lauren, that's lame. Genius. You get a
no, it's
brand
not
new mattress.
Genius.
I think
that's
it is.
Not genius.
I
that's
think it
wrong.
Is. And I'm the most anti-frugal, frugal person. I will tell you something. If you're frugal, I envy you. Cause like you just you will always have money.
I mean, like I
am so like, I want this mattress right now. I want the Tempur-Pedic. Give it to me. Like I never not allow myself to have something.
No, I learned that my Tempur-Pedic is like apparently killing me from the inside. Remember? Right. It's got that toxic lining.
Oh God. Well,
my
whatever.
One splurge guys.
If it's within my means, I will say I'm not like crazy, you know, like putting things on layaway and stuff.
Oh, right. 100%. But no, I just feel like that's evil. If they owned a business, they should be thinking, you know, I wouldn't want someone doing that to my business. So, hey, why don't I just pay for the mattress?
But it's a thing they
get
offer.
A cheaper one.
But it's a thing they offer. It's a 10-year guarantee. It's like, then don't offer that.
But then something should be wrong with the mattress then.
Yeah, like there needs
it
to be, like,
be
an
like
actual tear.
Or, yeah.
So do they take it?
They
mattress
take it.
Company takes it?
Yes, they take it away. Yes.
Without wear and tear, they'll just guarantee give you a new one?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't want to give other people ideas out there.
Well, that's a bad business move on the mattress.
That's a bad business
then.
Move on them.
Probably is. It should be like two, maybe like who the heck knows what it is. Like if a spring breaks within like 2 years, who knows?
Wait, you guys are reminding me.
Springs are a funny thing. Do springs exist on mattresses anymore? Because
I don't think so. That would be actually, there probably are still spring mattresses. What was I going to say? The show Extreme Cheapskates was, I think, the funniest show ever mm-hmm. for me to watch. I remember watching an episode with a guy that would go to restaurants and he would sit in every booth empty to look for coins.
No.
It's actually a good show to watch on a date. You know, it's a good show to watch on a date because you can make fun of people.
So bad. I want to watch that so bad. It was so funny. And it was like people that like made their own soap and like, I don't know. Like, there was one genius and creative.
There was one, this woman who found out that it's cheaper to run the dishwasher than to run the oven. So then she would put like a casserole in saran wrap or whatever and put it in the dishwasher and the heat from the dishwasher would
gross.
Shut the fuck up. Yes. Would cook the lasagna or something.
So, Lauren, I'm dead. That's
I'm fucking dying.
That's the nuttiest shit I've ever heard.
I know.
I think that's like because I grew up and my parents are so frugal, it was like trauma for me, but it's yeah. laughter and comedy when other people do it because I grew up that way. But I think that's why when Ashley did that,
my mom
would never do that. But my parents are, you know, but they also just didn't. My mom didn't grow up with any money, so I can't blame her.
100%. This holiday season, cross BO off the list of things you have to worry about because Lumi has you covered. Underneath all those sweaters and layers, we are sweating. We're roasting pigs inside. And we will skip the smell when we wear our Lumi whole body deodorant because you can put in the pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
Let me tell you, Lumi, if you haven't tried Lumi yet, now is the time to try it because we're all wearing like long sleeve knitwear dresses. I don't care where you live. Everyone's rocking winter things now. And it's like chilly outside. And then as soon as you get inside for your dinner, you have armpit stains because you're sweating because of your coat and your socks and your long sleeve knit dress. So these whole body deodorant, you can literally put deodorant everywhere. I love their coconut one.
And unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor. Wow, I'm like really being weird with my pronunciation, but like it stops odor before it starts. It's more like a pre-deodorant, and it doesn't use baking soda or anything with parabens. It's pH balanced, so it is safe to use below the belt. Now, let's give you the discount, because guys, we have a special discount on their starter pack, which is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, both fantastic, and free shipping. So right now, exclusive to our customers, new customers will get $5 off Lumi starter pack with an exclusive link and code that we have for you. It's for a limited time, and it's for return and for a limited time because it's Christmas season. Returning customers will get $5 off their next purchase of $30 or more too. So use the code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T 30, get it 30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That is LumiDeodorant.com. Thank you, Lumi, for making this holiday season smell a whole lot better.
That's why when Ashley said we have a cookie at home, like I fucking peed my pants because it's so
triggering. Give people context. I mean, I know we've joked about
this
before.
We've talked about this cookie for years now.
I just want to say the infamous cookie.
Yeah. So guys, if you remember the cookie, I told them like we don't need to go to CVS to get dessert because I have something. I have dessert.
Half
and then Lauren was like, what do you have? I go,
well, we have the cookie.
The Jones on 3rd cookie.
That
and
was one of the hardest laughs I've ever had in my life.
That you brought on a plane.
And I was like, I'm sorry, those last a couple days and they're dull. They're the best dessert I could ever imagine.
We'll each have a bite.
She goes, well,
you guys, there was plenty.
And
you know that we got there and there was enough. And then you guys had overbought the
chocolate. It was not enough. We love candy. That would have been enough. It was like rationing out this Jones on 3rd cookie flown from L.A.
So bad.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry that it flew from LA and that doesn't count as like a decent.
It's just like even
anymore.
More stale in my head.
It's
like,
so stale. It crumbles
fresh.
Way more.
We don't want the crumbly cookie because it's the best consistency.
Lauren, what's another frugal moment that you've had with Ashley that people probably don't know about?
I mean, the second, it's actually so funny. Like my two hardest laughs in not in life, but like definitely the past like 5 years was when Ashley said her spaghetti that was in her fridge for 1 week was quite fresh. She goes, did I not say this
it
on
was
the fucking
5
podcast?
Days. You
I
don't definitely think so. I think we were, did.
Was
Lauren,
this when I was 100%. In Rhode Island?
No,
this was
not.
In her old Rhode Island house. Okay, so
we
I go
there. It's the shit house.
I looked in the fridge and I was like, okay, what can I possibly eat right now? Because she had nothing. She just had rations upon rations. Like she had
like the grocery store was 20 minutes away.
She had Easter candy rations from like 2 years ago, like loose M&Ms in a Ziploc bag. Like, so it was so bad. And then I want to do a tour.
Next time I come to Rhode Island, I want to do a video, like a hosted video of like, yes. This is Ashley's fridge hosted by Naz and Lauren.
Hey guys, yes. I really think I'm doing better at this though. I am. We'll because see.
Wait, Lauren, keep going. What
okay,
else?
Okay, so then I see this bowl of spaghetti and I'm like, ugh, like I really don't want this, but it's like the only hot thing I could like microwave. I go, Ashley, how old right. is this? Because you always got to check with Ashley how old is. She goes, it's actually quite fresh. And I go, oh. She goes, it's actually quite fresh. And I go, oh, when did you make it? She goes, Monday. And it was
5 days old.
Friday or Saturday?
Yes, Friday.
Quite Friday. Fresh.
So for her, quite fresh spaghetti is 5 days old. What if you were at a restaurant and they go, it's quite fresh. It's 5 days old.
You're literally like, you're like Ratatouille's friends. You're like Ratatouille's friends
in the podcast before. People are like, oh my God, I can't believe they're cracking up over this again.
I know. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, it's
because of that, I like asked other people like what they would consider eating pasta without any meat, just spaghetti sauce. And like Ben told me it was totally normal.
Of course I would.
At like 6 days.
Ew.
No.
But it's not quite fresh.
Yeah, but
it's
like, the hilariousness of it is just...
It's edible, it's not but quite not fresh. Quite fresh.
No, it's
I
not even edible. It's 5 days is throwaway-able.
Quite fresh is if you made it at 6 p.m. and I'm trying to eat it at 10 p.m.
Because I admit to this. It was absolutely in no way quite fresh. Yes. I don't know why that came out of my mouth.
Because you eat expired food.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. Well, okay. Switching gears.
Wait, Ashley, do you have a secret frugal moment that maybe the two of us don't know about?
I'm sure I do. I mean, you should see.
I think the most frugal I've seen Ashley, and this isn't even that frugal. People listening will probably be annoyed with me because I know my mom does this too, but like the upcycling of thrown away furniture on the side of the street and then spray painting it or the color that you want.
I love to do that. Well, yeah, we've told those spray painting. How like I took Lauren to like a bad part of town just so I could like Facebook
marketplace.
Very
bad of you. It was a low for her. We've already discussed this.
Because I know, because Dawson was like 2 months in the car. I know. That wasn't the best.
Somebody had known. Snatch him and then blackmail you.
Said it was in Cranston, okay? But it was really borderline.
But once you saw that we were not in Cranston, we were in like a really bad area. We should have been like, never mind. I don't need these chairs.
Okay.
Anyway,
I think that they lied to me and said it was in Cranston,
before.
But it was really on the other side.
Okay.
It wasn't the best. Okay, yes, we did. So we're not going to repeat stories anymore.
Frugal person in the world.
No, you go watch some episodes and then on our podcast called Cheapskates, where we'll rehash some of Naz's favorite moments from the show before getting guests on.
I remember so many of them in detail. I could tell you about right now if you want.
But frugal people are so rich. Like that's
no,
why
they're
I'm
not.
Like, yeah, they are.
Just depends. Group. It could be either
be
on either end of the spectrum,
and it can be just a disease.
It could
this
be.
This guy, this I just googled it. Bill Fay, the most frugal man in America. Nobody ever got rich spending money.
That's true. Well, that's
well,
maybe
well actually, I'm
yeah,
pretty
I guess
sure
maybe not.
That's
a lie. You have to spend money to make money.
Yeah, 100%. Talk true, to small business. Talk to business owners about his theory. It probably doesn't stick. Okay. Very anyway, very here's an I don't get it. That's really like it's an I don't get it for me personally, and I want to know whether you guys can relate. I don't think you can. I think this is maybe specifically just for me. Okay. So, what is a real big pet peeve of mine is when I wash my hands at a public bathroom and then I have my hands underneath the water and then there's no soap. And then I'm just like, ew, ew.
I got
ew.
My hands wet for no reason.
I hate my hands wet when there's no soap. Yeah. Like, so in, with the intention to wash them, because then for some reason I feel like I'm just like saturating the grossness more, because then I would rather just not have put my hands into the sink, and then I would have left the bathroom feeling absolutely fine. Because I am sorry, guys, confession of the week, don't feel the utmost need to wash my hands, particularly at a public bathroom, and touch like all those things. So I like am very careful about my touching. And like, so I may put a wad of toilet paper by my cha-cha, but like I'm not touching anything.
Yeah.
So like in my hands, not touching my cha-cha at all or my urine, because I'll make
the,
it
there. People are more concerned about you opening the door of the bathroom handle. That's probably dirty.
Or, yeah, like, exactly. Or that's what you're washing. Like I'm going to use my sleeve and all that.
Oh, okay.
This is rather controversial, I think.
Or my knuckles.
Wait, this is controversial because what order are you washing? Why aren't you doing the soap before?
This is very controversial. You're very smart.
Your order is so...
I'm sorry. I like to wet my hands and then I will put the soap on. And then I will rinse again.
You wet first?
You always put soap on... You put soap on dry hands?
Dude, yeah. It's soap first. Soap it up. And then you put it underwater.
See, this is very interesting. I used to do soap first, and now I think I do water and then soap.
I mean, it makes sense, actually. Better. Yeah, it makes sense that that would lather better. Ooh, I think I just
soap
like...
on dry hands.
I do a lot of soap, and I just soap it up.
Nah, Andrea, we need a fourth person.
I'm water first. I'm 100% water.
Oh, so I'm the outlier. Interesting.
Yeah, okay, good.
Wow. And it is the difference between having dirt on your hands and mud, I think. When you wet your hands,
if
you don't have soap. So I understand that.
Totally. But for me, it's like I would never run into that issue because I would always...
Because you know before if there's soap or not.
I would know if there's soap or not. There's no soap, I'm not washing my hands.
Well, maybe in public places, Ashley, you should just do soap first.
Maybe
in case.
I should. Yeah, a little foam soap would be fine with that. But like liquid soap on a dry hand?
Well, liquid soap on a dry hand is better because it's liquidy.
I think the foamy's liquidy, more liquidy.
They're all liquidy.
Too. Okay. Well, consistency thing.
What's so weird in that in movies, when people like put their toothpaste on their toothbrush and then they just go in, doesn't everyone put water on the toothbrush before and
leading
after?
100%.
Oh, thanks. You're welcome.
I wet and then I toothpaste and then
I
wet
again.
Oh, yeah. Wet toothpaste wet? Oh, I'm
no,
just
I may just wet. Toothpaste then wet.
I toothpaste wet.
Now, is anyone out there just toothpaste without wetting?
That's very strange. I don't think so.
Some guys. Serial killer.
Oh, Andrea. No. I mean, nobody does.
Andrea. Nope. Wait. What does she do?
Nope. I'm just chiming in to say you're so right. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
The paste feels like it's more pasty if you don't use water is how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water.
I love it.
That's the Philly jersey. I'm so sorry.
No, so jersey.
But it feels like it cleans better to me.
Okay, good.
But with the water, because then you get the suds, you get like the commercials, you get like the little bubbles in between your teeth when
this
the water
is so specific.
Activated.
No, I paste first, I scrub, then I wet, then I brush again. So you get, because the paste on just on my teeth feels like it's more heavy duty. Like it's and so I do that. I do, you know, scrub first that way to get it all over. Then I wet, then I go back in.
Mm.
I feel like I get a more even distribution of paste that way.
Okay.
Okay.
I get that. I may give that a shot.
Do you guys have a toothpaste preference?
I would actually love to discuss this because I currently use the Sonic, what's it called?
Toothbrush or toothpaste?
Toothpaste.
Are we talking toothbrush or toothpaste?
Toothpaste. Toothbrush is too intense of a conversation.
I have the greatest toothpaste ever. It's called David's and it has no bad ingredients in it. And it's minty and it's the best toothpaste I just discovered it.
Well, you're definitely like crunchy when you use David's because that's what Maura has in hers.
Oh my God. No, Maura has Tom's.
Oh, Tom's.
You will never.
Tom's is different.
You will never go back, Ashley, if you use David's. And this is like not sponsored. That's how good it is. David's
it's not
toothpaste.
Sponsored because somehow we've landed on this very strange, obscure conversation.
I only use the Colgate's like three times white, red container thingy. Okay.
I'll Got go it. Between Colgate and Crest and stuff. And Jared likes like Arm & Hammer because Arm & Hammer is like, it's
probably makes
you know,
it
baking
really
soda based and yeah. it makes it whiter. And I do feel like Jared's teeth, and I'll use it if I'm out of mine and stuff. But it just has a little bit of a more unique taste.
I use the Peppermint Davids and I'm on their website now. David's
I was going to be like, oh, your face is on their website? You are a liar. You are branded.
No. They have a strawberry watermelon.
Ew. I hate that shit.
For kids.
No, I still don't like it.
Okay. Ew.
Like
ooh, they have a charcoal peppermint one that the bottle, their packaging is just, wow. I want them to sponsor me, David.
Okay. I just hate the like the fruity flavors like at the dentist when they clean your teeth, when they polish your teeth.
Oh, disgusting. When it's like bubble gummy, it's like.
It's like chocolate mint. Stick? I'm like, don't make it chocolate mint. Just mint, please.
Do you know what it tastes like? It tastes like a big, fat, girthy, hard piece of chalk that you would, like draw on the sidewalk with and someone crunched it up in a bowl and put water in it and then they put it in your mouth. That's literally what it tastes like.
That is so descriptive.
That's what it is to me.
You know, you got something new. You wear it 14 times a week. You never take it off. Yep. That's my Jenny Kane cable half zip. It goes well with every occasion, lounging around or going to dinner. It is so cute and comfy and I haven't taken it off. And Hunter makes the same joke. Oh, got a new sweater. I'm like, I get it. I'm wearing it a lot, but it is so, so good. Support for today's show comes from Jenny Kane. It's perfect timing, honestly, because winter is right around the corner and your wardrobe could always use a refresh. And Jenny Kane is the perfect place to go for that. They have accessories, cashmere sweaters. They have dresses. They have shoes. They got it all. And you're always going to be in style with Jenny Kane.
And also, if you're thinking of holiday gifting, there is no better stocking stuffer than a cashmere accessory. Like, imagine giving someone that you love in your life a cashmere item. Like, they have beanies, they have gloves, cozy socks. All of them are so luxe, and I promise you are going to be, like, the favorite item that your friend or family member receives.
It's, like, quality and simplicity, comfort, all in one. It's timeless. And they also have perfectly curated decor. So they have candles, which is also like the perfect gift you could give someone is like a cozy hat or sweater and then a candle. There's nothing else you want.
Genius.
I know.
No. That's actually so, so true. So you guys gift yourself and your loved ones the best gift of all, Jenny Kane. Our listeners are going to get 15% off your first order when you use the code 15GETIT at JennyKane.com. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com and use the code 15GETIT. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
This is so boring, but I started Whole30 yesterday.
Oh God, this is not boring. This is something that like, I don't know how the fuck you're going to get through this.
I don't understand. Okay, really
but then again,
is.
She eats healthy in the first place. Lauren, like go look it up. It's a Google moment of the day. Look up.
Remember when Melissa,
I remember when she came
on our podcast.
Yeah, she started
everyone should listen
it.
To the Book of Boundaries. Yeah. She found it Whole30, but it's basically like no grains, no added sugars. It's actually, I'm on day two of it. So let me tell you guys why I'm doing it. I feel like I eat clean, but since this summer, I have not been able to rein it in. And I know so many people can relate to this. Like, I've been going to events and parties, and I'm like, I want to eat clean, but I'm like, ugh, I want the brownie, I want the cake, I want the ice cream. And like, I just, for months, haven't been able to rein it in. And now my pants and a lot of things that I own aren't fitting me. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally like Regina George, where I'm like, only sweatpants fit me right now. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, I think I need an extreme set of rules. Because otherwise, I'm just going to things and doing whatever. But if I go to a party and I'm like, I'm doing Whole30, or if I go out to eat with a friend and I say I'm doing Whole30, then it's like, okay, they just get it. And I don't have to decide
like,
what I'm going to eat
good?
And what I'm not
going to
eat.
Should I have that? Yeah. Okay, so the
rules and I'm not doing it the 30. Yeah, go ahead, Lauren. I'm not doing it the 30 days, by the way. I'm just doing it to reset my body for a week or 2 weeks.
Because I feel it's a little bit more doable.
And then maybe you'll feel really good that you want to do it for the rest of the 30 if it's not like absolutely fucking miserable.
Exactly. I'm not being like crazy about it, but I already feel like I have a lot more energy. I'm on
how many
two.
Days
but
has,
Lauren,
has it been?
Two.
Two? Okay. No added sugar, real or artificial, no alcohol in any form, no grains, no legumes.
It's no grains and no legumes that like really kills it because like grains, like I'd be like, okay, well, can I have like even like
no
like steel cut oatmeal or like
no, you can't, I have no, can. It's not good for you. Oatmeal's can't. Not good for you.
That what? Is it's not I
that
love
is propaganda
oatmeal.
Okay,
steel cut oatmeal
is propaganda.
Wait,
so
why, Lauren?
Basically, there was like, no, it's not good to. It's like very hard to digest. It's very bad for your digestive system.
Oh, you can't have like. Can you not have? Okay, you can't have peanuts. You can't. So you,
I don't eat nuts.
Okay, right, let me continue. Right.
So that was
the
easy
rules.
For me.
No legumes. No yes. Dairy. No carrageenan, genanan, and sulfites. No recreating baked goods, treats, or junk foods with approved ingredients. So, like, no banana egg pancakes, no coconut tortillas or anything like that. No stepping on the scale or taking measurements. And that's the rules.
I love it because in this morning I had a matcha. I make the best matcha now. My friend has the best recipe. But I made this matcha in the blender. With no milk. It was like coconut oil, honey, and another thing. And then I had scrambled eggs with tomatoes in it. And then I have chicken. And then for snacks, I have carrots and cucumbers with guacamole. And then I have chicken and potatoes or like fish and fish and veggies.
You're allowed to have potatoes?
I think so, right? It didn't say potatoes.
Yeah, it didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, it's just no grains, Ash. And so it's actually not. It hasn't
not
been.
That- It's not that crazy.
Yeah, like, I actually
sounding.
Don't think it's that yeah. crazy because I never yeah. even had dairy anyway. And
for
you could
some
still have
it sounded nuttier for me when I was reading her bio and, like, really going through what you can. I guess, like, the sugar of any kind. Really,
you can have
like,
fruit, but no added sugar. So I yeah, can have, like, the so dehydration packets that I was, like, drinking. And I also can't.
Well, like, that's, like, pasta, too. Well, which
yeah, I don't.
You
but
have,
you, right? I don't really eat pasta.
I feel like the only sugar is the hardest. I think sugar is the hardest part of this whole thing.
But what
have you done? Or have you heard of 75
but you can
hard?
Have honey, but you can have honey and fruit, Lauren, and those are like sugary.
Like I know, but like good, I love you know? My coffee sugary, and
right,
I
right,
need.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if you, but Lauren, Ash, if you did a week of it, like you guys can commit to 5-7 days. Like it's like yeah. not. It's like you could totally reset your body, and you feel. I'll report back. I'll report yeah. back in a week.
I don't think it's going to be hard for you, though, because you already almost eat in line with this.
I think it's do. Just hard when I go to events where I like yeah. love candy and I love sweets. Yeah. And I actually do love bread and rice. I fucking love bread.
Where yeah, I bread have noticed, like, that's, you know, your lifestyle pretty good. And mine is that I discovered yesterday that guess what's back at KFC?
oh, no. What? You're going to her diet. No.
The wraps are back. Wraps. So remember how well, Lauren and I were talking about, okay, you know how I thought the Burger King ones were fine. Lauren apparently loves the new Burger King ones that we taste tested on the podcast. But the one that I was missing the most.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wait, did I taste that?
I ate in front of you guys. The one that I missed the most was the Twister wrap from KFC.
What was the Twister wrap? I'm not, you guys know I'm very, I know a lot of menus intimately, but the KFC is not one that I do.
So I told you this. It was like the crispiest, best piece of chicken, and then it was so saucy.
It was
and
like
it
a
had lettuce
coleslaw-y
and tomato
mix on it.
So it like a crispy piece of
so
chicken,
creamy.
Coleslaw creamy on it, and what? Yeah.
And tomato? Then just lettuce tomato. And yesterday, now they make them in the snack wrap forms. There's like you know, there's one that honestly is a little bit like grossy for me. It's got like that? It's covered in macaroni and cheese.
Ooh, no, and, I don't want that.
Yeah, no thanks. And then there's that's one that's coleslaw, spicy coleslaw, which will work. And then there was the original. And I had the original yesterday, and it was like, wow, this could be a problem, actually. I should totally get one later.
As you guys know, I am starting Whole30, but thank God, one thing that is still fitting me for my closet are my Honeylove bras. I am not even kidding. Honeylove is like attaching a Tempur-Pedic pillow to your chest. Like it is the most comfortable bra I've ever worn in my life without underwire. Every time I'm sitting in an interview, I always want to look cool, but I also want to look upright. And I obviously want my ladies like held in well. And Honeylove is my go-to. I never feel uncomfortable. I'm never fidgeting in an interview when I'm wearing them. And right now, they have 12 days of deals at Honeylove, our go-to for bras, and they also have shapewear. So if you're listening to this right now, between December 1st and 12th, Honeylove is dropping new limited time deals every day. And I'm especially thankful for them because there's nothing worse than suffering from uncomfortable bras. So give yourself the gift this year, or someone else in your life, the gift this year of really comfortable bras and shapewear with Honeylove.
Mm-hmm. And guys, again, they have yoga pants as well. And the yoga pants are the best. Why? Because they have pockets. And I've almost decided to like abandon all pants that don't have pockets. And if you need shapewear, you know, when we think of shapewear, at least when I think of shapewear, I always think of the belly area. But you could also, when you think about like the booty area and the thighs, and they have a best-selling superpower short, and that has targeted compression, so it distinguishes the areas between that you want support and that you need less compression, aka you don't want your booty to be flat, right? So it'll let you have the nice little hump there, but then it'll suck you in where you want it to. So guys, treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save up to 20% off site-wide at honeylove.com/get it this month only. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. It would be so nice of you if you could please support our show and tell them that we sent you. It's time to ditch the underwire for good, thanks to Honeylove.
On the topic of fast food, I had Taco Bell for the first time in a really long time while I was watching the finale of Golden Bachelor, which I think we should talk about.
I haven't watched it yet. Oh, isn't that the wildest thing ever? Ash, I was with the ladies at the Bachelor Mansion. I know.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, Ash, you still know what happened.
Oh, yeah, sure. We can talk about what happens.
So I was saying is I had Taco Bell with the Israel family, my friend Jesse's family, who is obsessed with Bachelor. And Taco Bell, the taste of Taco Bell has not changed since like we were born. And it's so great. Like the crunchy taco, like a nice with cold lettice and the shredded cheese. Oh, God, like there's nothing like that.
Crunchy tacos are just as good as going to any like standard Americanized.
Yeah, so good. And Mexican the Diablo sauce is so good. Like, and we put a chalupa in the air fryer because it was like delivered. Uh-huh. Guys, game over. Chalupa air fryer.
Damn. Yeah. So I want to go. That's, so tonight,
the chalupa
KFC
shell.
Taco Bell combo restaurant.
Well, yeah,
go to the Kentucky. You guys, stop it. Yeah. It's literally half a mile from my house. Okay.
Stop it. Guys, stop it. You're going to make me go. Kentucky huts are obviously iconic. I was also ruminating on a hike the other day with friends about how breadsticks were also like such a supreme star of the menu back in the day. And obviously I know people still appreciate
like Sbarro
them.
And
we still
stuff?
Have them on the menu. Just in general, like at Papa John's, I loved the garlic, Pizza Hut, the creamy garlic sauce. Pizza
Domino's
Hut. Like
had
every
the,
Olive Garden
the
you
bread,
would get.
Which everybody got the cheesy bread.
Right, Olive Garden, you get unlimited breadsticks. Like, I feel like breadsticks is such a great form of eating bread. Like, maybe we should not have rolls at every restaurant, even though I love a good hot roll with butter. But, like, maybe some restaurants should just have breadsticks with various dipping sauces, and we should be ingesting bread in that way as well.
Heck yeah.
Right?
So what are you guys having for dinner tonight?
Lauren, stop it. Now I want to abandon my dinner plans.
Well, you know what I'm having.
And chicken
and green beans.
Chicken greens. You could add some potatoes to always spice it up. But
I do. I have some Japanese potatoes from Erewhon. Yep. Okay. But anyways, doesn't that sound so fire? Like, should we open up a restaurant called Breadsticks? Or it's just breadsticks.
How is that not done with different dips and stuff?
And like butter. That's a really good idea. Oh my God.
Butter.
What was the butter side sauce that Papa John's has?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, they would have creamy garlic and then there was like a thinner butter. What was that? Is it just garlic butter?
Just
garlic sauce.
What was it called?
It was, but it was oily.
Yeah.
It was like butter sauce.
They definitely still have it. We're making it sound past tense.
Well, I haven't had it in so long.
Yeah.
We're making it, you guys.
One comes with every pizza.
Okay, we'll move on from breadsticks. The last thing I'll say.
You're making me want to just abandon all health and just be like, you know what? Let me just be like that person who eats whatever they want whenever.
Me on Whole 30. The breadsticks that have cinnamon on it with the cinnamon ones with the white frosting dip. Yum.
Okay, but Golden Bachelor now.
Golden Bachelor. Let's talk about Gary.
Okay, Ashley, have you been discussing like the drama all week with Gary? Yeah.
So let's talk about all of it. Let me give you some context.
Have you
here,
met
guys.
Gary?
Hold on, we are all over the place and talking like crazy this episode. So let me just gather everyone together.
All right, yeah. Starting from the finale.
Okay, so I actually haven't sat down and watched the finale yet because I was at the Bachelor Mansion with the ladies, like most of his cast, while it was airing. And they had it on a big TV, but I was mostly interviewing and I didn't watch it. And I will make a point to do it tonight.
Can I ask one question before we continue?
No!
Welcome to my fucking life, okay?
Okay. Wait, let me just say, I was talking to two ladies in the middle of an interview, and they were like, we knew that Teresa was the one then. And I was like, holy fuck, you're telling me that Teresa wins this? I was so surprised, and I was like, all my thoughts were all jumbled after that point.
What did
you guys see coming? Did you have spoilers?
Lauren, I know you've been dying to speak.
Okay, well... Okay, so are the Bachelor After the Final Rose episodes filmed before, or is that live?
No, it was live. The ladies were, like, bussed over to the Bachelor Mansion after.
That's my question. Okay.
But I was on Pacific time, so it was live Eastern time.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Thank you. That's my question. And also, did we have any spoilers? Yeah, I heard through the grapevine that Teresa won. And then the more I got to know... Leslie, I think that she was anxiously attached to Gary, but not really obsessed with Gary.
And okay, interesting.
My thoughts are, I in no way would have put money on Teresa winning. Yeah. I totally thought Teresa was going to go home night one or night two. Mm-hmm. And so
that first date, which was a good first date.
That's true. That's the best thing about the show, though, is like sometimes you truly have no idea. And I love when it's so unpredictable. So this was aside from Golden Bachelor, just literally reviving the franchise and changing the genre of reality television and ageism and beauty standards. It was incredible. Gary is like unreplaceable, but I would never have seen Teresa winning. You guys know me and my love journey. I obviously related the most to Faith. And I'm like, God, this feels so passionate, so full of fire. I'm like, is it because she's a horse girl? Like, I don't understand. It is bothering me in the inside that I don't know what happened between him and Faith. But I do see between Teresa and Leslie, I loved that he ended up with Teresa. Because Leslie, I feel like, showed through the finale that she... It just in the way that she spoke to him and even in the live after the final rose that she hasn't, she has a lot of things to work through still emotionally. And I feel like she's been burned a lot in the past. And so I personally felt like some of that was coming through, some like unhealed parts of her were coming through. And I don't think you can like be open and fully love. And if you have that, you know what I mean?
I agree. That's why I was like, I was feeling her anxiety there. And I was like, I don't know if you genuinely like Gary or you just want to be chosen. So okay, Ashley, continue your story.
Okay, so I had received a DM like last week from somebody who goes, well, we all know it's Leslie anyway. And I was like, wait, so I thought that person had spoiled it for me, because sometimes people just like randomly tell me as if like I am spoiled. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this person just DM'd me and spoiled it for me. So I was even more certain it was Leslie. But to Naz's point, I do think that like he and Teresa are definitely more compatible. I think it's going to really help in the long run that they both lost their spouses because, because like, let's be real. These like, people other will people always don't be their second love. That. It's not going to be their first great love. So, like, it's just like, okay, we are, like, companions for, like, this part of our lives.
Right.
And, like, we love each other. But, like, we still will always think about the other person. And, like, we're going to talk about them so much for the rest of our lives. And, like, that would probably get really old for Leslie.
Yeah, definitely. I think someone who hasn't lived through it, I think the fact that Teresa also had married her high school sweetheart, I just feel like they had so much in common in that way that it just feels like a great fit.
So guys, speaking about frugality and, you know, saving for the future and keeping tabs on everything, Rocket Money is the place
to do it. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending so you know whether or not you have to go on a date to Costco, or if you can't go to that vacation that you're eyeing, or if you can, okay? And it also helps lower your bills. It's a place where all this magic can happen. So first off, people love it because the whole canceling your unwanted subscription. It's going to alert you when you realize that, like, maybe that one app, that the one streaming service that you probably have many, but then there's probably one that you're like,
that
you know,
got
I
for
never
one
watch.
Specific show. And then
you never end up watching anything.
Cancel that.
Yes. It's going to alert you.
Yeah. What's cool about Rocket Money now is that they have, they can negotiate a refund for like the last couple months that you've wasted your money on. So they can negotiate a lower price for your bills up to 20% too. So they're like little negotiators in your pocket.
It's so wild. Yeah. And they have over 5 million users that have helped them save an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in subscriptions. Like, that's insane. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions. All you have to do is go to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it.
But how crazy is it that they're getting married on like January 4th?
January 4th.
Like,
I don't know, but you have to go to the fucking wedding, Ashley. I want to go. Should
I
tell them that I want
to
work it?
I'm invited. Like, you're actually invited. Yeah. Why would I necessarily be invited?
They always have bachelor people.
It might just be leads.
Weddings.
It might just be like the very creme de la creme.
Well, you're my lead.
Okay. That's my question sweet. Is how
should
did
I ask
Garrett...
to work it? I should be like, can I be a PA for a day, guys?
Yeah, you should totally. That'd be so funny.
I just like Gary, like I think if I was in his presence, I would start crying. I'm such an empath and he feels so deeply in the way I do that I feel like if I sat down with him, I would just start crying.
Aww. Yeah, he
like,
does cry.
Because he would just
lot.
Get emotional. Like I'd be like, how are you doing? And he would just get emotional and I'd be like, oh my God.
Okay, but why did it take him literally, I don't know how many weeks to ask Teresa what she does for work?
That is kind
a little
of crazy.
Yeah, that gave me the ick a little bit. What are you asking these ladies if it's not what do they do with their time? Thank
Maybe,
you.
Do you think at that age it just doesn't matter?
I don't know, but it, no, like, in her case, it's like what fills her day to day.
Totally,
and she's really passionate about it.
Totally, yeah. Totally. No, you're right. You're right.
And that,
have you met Gary?
She was like way more attractive to me after she started talking about her work. Not that I think that like a woman like needs to work, especially at that age or anything.
But she
but,
just
like,
her she lit up and she wanted to be asked that question.
She was so interested in it. Yeah,
aww,
yeah.
I love that.
No, I haven't met him yet. No, do we want to talk about the controversy? But like, I only want you guys to talk about it if you've like actually read
what
the article.
Controversy.
Oh shit!
I read the article.
Wait, okay. Wait, is that he had, I heard about this. I think if it's what you're talking about, is it that he supposedly had a 3-year romance or something?
Yeah, but for me, the controversy is this. That
can you explain the whole thing? Because that's all, I don't even get it.
Yeah, I'm going to explain it right now. Okay. So the true controversy to me is that supposedly he got into this relationship with someone 1 month.
I heard it was three, but
okay, I
one
thought
to
it was three too, and then somebody corrected me.
Wait, 1 month after what? Finish
after his wife died.
Okay,
he got
and
into
his
relationship
wife died
3 months
how many years
after
ago
his wife
again?
Died.
No, it doesn't matter. It was he got into a relationship within 3 months of his wife dying.
Okay, that is so common. That's so common for men. Yes, Google it. It's a statistic. Men literally who lose their wives, especially of that long, immediately get in a relationship.
No, I don't find.
I'm from Boca Raton. I'm from Florida, like a senior citizen state. Yeah. I can tell you that happens. Every day.
Really? No, I don't find a huge issue with that. I find an issue with the fact of how they portrayed him as that he has not been with anyone since his wife died.
Totally. So that
I
was
agree,
my thing
and
too.
I think
I was
that's
like, I feel
not a
fooled.
Gary thing.
It's not a Gary
right?
thing.
But that's what Jared was trying thing, to right? tell me. And he was like, it's not him. You know that they were like, okay, but like, let's not talk about her. Let's pivot back
they
to
wanted.
Your wife.
So how long was he with someone for 3 years or?
Yeah, 2 years. And then there's like some, I don't even know if it's worth repeating because like there's no evidence like besides this woman coming out and saying it.
There's no pictures either. And I thought I needed
that. There is a picture of like a medical bill
of what happened, like in his house. She, like, she tripped down the stairs or something.
She tripped down the stairs and had to live with Gary for longer than anticipated or something. And he was like, "Can you get out of my house?"
They're breaking up. They're breaking up. Anyway, then there was the thing where he said, "This is supposed, all alleged,
get out of my house,"
that he didn't take her to like a high school reunion or like some reunion because she had gained 10 pounds and he didn't find her like presentable.
No.
This is like, again, like,
this is all hearsay.
This is propaganda.
It's interesting that it came out the day before the finale. The day why does, before.
That's so annoying. Yeah.
It is putting a big stinker on their relationship.
They're definitely having a big challenge right now. They're like facing like the typical batch. No, I'm just assuming what's happening behind closed doors. They're experiencing like what pretty much every bachelor couple has to experience, right, which is like some sort of controversy that they have to get through together.
Right.
And wow for them that it happened this week.
Okay. Question. Let's go back to facts, right? Cause I don't like hearsay, but also important to remember that I need to stop pedestalizing people because I thought Gary was people are human. Anyways, who knows if those things are true, but exactly based off what Ashley just said, if you're Teresa and you're watching the show back, if she chose to watch it back, and you see his connection with Faith, that's something that would be so hard for me to get through.
Yeah, that's weird. Right? That's also a hurdle.
Can you guys talk to me about his relationship with Faith? I feel like I need to know your opinion on it because it's really like eating me up inside.
Well, if I were to watch this show back, I would still think that she was the one who was going to win.
Right? Did you think that, Lauren, or no?
So I must have missed... I think I really did not pay attention when it was top three. I didn't pay attention to that at all, really.
That was the biggest episode. That's the biggest episode. We're so confused by because he was like,
okay, I'm gonna go back and watch it.
To say I love you to her. And he said it in front of the whole family, like this big declaration. And then, well, with Faith, she did an interview with me and she said that she actually felt not confident going into that rose ceremony. She said like there was something in her gut that was off. So, and it has nothing to do with where they're gonna live. She said that she would actually was willing to move, but she wasn't willing to move to Indiana. This is what she told me.
Well, that is a thing though, like if that's where Gary lives,
but he's moving to Charleston now with Teresa. They decided to both root up.
Okay, well, that's apparently
where is Teresa from?
She's from Jersey.
Okay.
Well, apparently it had nothing to do, according to Faith, about where they were going to live. So that doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it really has.
I'm just so I need answers. I'm just very confused as to what happened there. Because Faith is confused too. When he said bye to her, he was just kind of cold. And I think you could tell Gary shuts down because obviously it's so heartbreaking for him to like end a relationship with someone that he cares about. But I think we've all, have you guys been there where you've ended a relationship with someone and you're like, who am I looking at? Like, you feel like you're looking at a stranger and you're like, who even are you right now? Like, that feeling guts me. And I feel like that's what happened to Faith. She's like, wait, what?
Like, yeah.
When you're right being now? Broken up with, are you saying like they look like a stranger because they're breaking up with you? Yeah.
Yeah. Like when someone ends, I don't know if you have a lot of experience with that, Lauren, but I do. And Lauren, I feel like sometimes I'm like, wait, who are you? Did I even know who you are? Like, that's just like a huge wall goes up. And that's so scary.
Yeah. Well, Faith also said that she like is still not over it. While at the same time saying that she feels that she could be friends with Gary and Teresa for life and like would never feel weird about hanging out and like going to dinner with the three of them. But still says that the wound is really fresh because really it happened in September. So like the turnaround from it airing is so much quicker than normal.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. Normally we see things like so much later.
Yeah.
Now, do we think that there's going to be a golden bachelorette? Yeah.
Do we think it's going to be Faith?
I think that it's Faith over Leslie for sure. I feel like more people are attached to her.
To Faith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faith, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people were pushing Joan, but why?
Well, Joan makes sense if we got to know her more, but like she had to leave because her daughter had postpartum depression.
Oh, I didn't know Joan. That. I would want Edith to be it. I think she's so hot.
Yeah, she is hot. Latina. I met her.
She's just so, she's beautiful. So cool. Yeah. She's beautiful and she feels fun and she's like, I don't know, she's like a silver foxy
okay,
lady.
So, no. Ashley, did you learn anything else about the girls, the ladies, because you met them? Like, were they so fun?
Absolutely outrageous. I mean, well, they weren't outrageous. When I say they're outrageous, I was specifically talking about Kathy and Susan.
That's what
Jenner and Caitlin.
Susan funny. The meatballs, the farting thing.
And then Sandra talked to me about the farting thing, which was really funny too.
So amazing.
Like, she's like, it was the meatballs that, like, Susan's hilarious. This but, like, is why
Susan
everyone
apparently
from
skinny
is the
dipped
best.
Like all the time, and she was like always naked, and she like FaceTimes Kathy naked all the time too.
Oh, yeah, Susan, I would do that with you guys if you let me. Yeah. You guys are weird.
I wouldn't. I don't
think I'm weird. For,
I don't
like,
mind
what,
nudity.
Like, I can't look.
I'm
at
naked
my
around all my friends. I'm like, whatever. Everyone looks the same.
Everybody does
that's not
look
true.
The same.
No, I'm sorry. I meant to say, like, we all have the same parts is what I meant to say. We all have the same whatever.
Okay. Well, yeah. So yeah,
who would you want to be Golden Betty, Ash?
Well, I think, like, the girl that I just really wanted to see more of was Nancy. And Nancy was so sweet to me. And she's also a fellow Nova girl.
Which one's
she's
Nancy?
She's from Alexandria. Nancy, like, he eliminated her. And she cried during the wedding dress date because she was just thinking about her husband who passed.
Oh, the one with her hair up? She's so
pretty. She's so pretty, right?
So pretty. Yeah, I know
so pretty.
About. She always wears her hair up, right?
Yeah. No, she didn't have her hair. Maybe it was like half up.
She's so cute.
She's really, really cool.
Yeah.
She had like cool, like young. She had like young vibes and she's like, I guess she's 60, so.
I just want to give a shout out to Jesse Palmer because I feel like he handled the After the Final Rose so well. And I actually think he's a great host.
Yeah.
Like, I think before, during the show, I worked with Chris. So it was like kind of hard, you know, to like get used to someone else. And it just felt off to me. And then for this, After the Final Rose, I was like, wow, he really can hold people's emotions. He really like is there and like sincere, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he was more comfortable in that. I feel like maybe he's more comfortable with Gary or
something. He's more comfortable with them being older.
Maybe.
You think he's more comfortable with them being older?
Yeah. But guys, did you see when Gary and Teresa sitting on the couch together and Teresa was saying something like a rehearsed question or something?
And
Gary was mouthing the words.
Yeah. No,
what?
That was crazy on because as you guys know, I watched it with my friend's family and we were all like, we replayed it three times. Lauren.
We did too.
Is he like, okay? Like, what is that a tick or
okay,
something?
Okay, so I think it's like something maybe that happens when you're older. But it looked like he was saying verbatim what she was saying as it was coming out. Like they rehearsed
as if it was truly rehearsed,
like a ventriloquist kind of.
Yes, like a ventriloquist.
But I don't think it was rehearsed, Ashley. I think it's like a. I think it's a. I don't know what it is. I don't want to speak to it. I have no idea.
Okay, so I was definitely torn between maybe it being... I know, like, older people, like, their mouth moves more. And but also, like pops.
Like, our grandfather, his mouth used to just, like, move.
His mouth just moved. But it looked like he would... Like, they rehearsed this very PR
I need
answer
to look
together.
I need to watch it
yeah. right now. I said no. Okay, Ashley's now watching
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm watching, guys. For I'm everyone. Not like, okay, it took Listen. Me to a Husky video.
Well, walking towards Gary, I'm thinking, I don't know if he's going to ask me to marry him. I don't know if he's going to ask Leslie to marry him. Or he's going to ask anyone to marry him. So it's going through my mind and he starts talking. And I go, oh my God, like, it sounds like he's breaking up with me.
Guys. This is wild.
Yeah.
Okay. So at first I was like, oh, he's just like maybe mimicking her, just like kind of saying the word right afterward for some, I don't know.
But then it started matching up real fast.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Like, I'm sure they were on the phone together discussing their answers. They probably got their questions up beforehand. So maybe it's just just coming out, which I don't think... harmful to rehearse your answers. I would fucking do that too. But
no, like, yeah, like that's not this? Weird. That's not comments. Weird at all. I think what I'm wondering is like, is it a thing that happens?
I think it may be
older?
A thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think memorizing
you just start
an answer
like following.
Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is from Elise Myers, who we all know is hilarious on Instagram. She goes, it's really common when you struggle to hear. I do this voluntarily because I primarily read lips and I am hard of hearing in one ear.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Answer.
Well, there's
thank
the
you
answer.
For the clarification before we ended the podcast.
So when and there's multiple people saying hard of hearing. It's called active listening. And sometimes when people have a hard time hearing, they start doing this. Oh my God. So sweet.
So cute. I love Gary. He's the best.
All right. So.
It was, it's okay. Like, it was shocking if you didn't know that. I think
totally.
We learned something. So, but now we know. Great.
All right. Okay. Well, guys, thanks for joining us today. So much fun with all of you.
Yes. The golden, frugal,
and
whole 30
episode.
So,
whole 30 episode. Cookie.
Okay. Can you guys make sure that if you are an extreme cheapskate, write us?
Yes.
DM us.
On any platform.
Yeah, at Naz Perez, send me, DM me extreme cheapskate stories. I will make my day.
All right. See amazing. You guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.